It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Lansing United Soccer Club has enjoyed a great first season. Last week, the team clinched the championship of the National Premier Soccer League's Great Lakes West Conference. And this weekend, the team will host the NPSL's Midwest Region Playoffs. Team owner Jeremy Sampson joins us to look at the inaugural season of Lansing United and to give us a look ahead to this weekend and beyond. Welcome back to Current State, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, Mark. How are you this morning?
Just great. Great to have you with us, and congratulations. You posted 8 wins, 2 losses, 4 ties. Did you think the team was capable of a conference championship heading into this thing?
Yeah, probably not when you look at a first-year organization and you're bringing in a lot of guys who have never played together before.
Yeah.
But you have to give a lot of credit to head coach Eric Rudland, who's also our general manager. And he just put together a fabulous group of guys. And he has kind of that Midas touch for bringing people together who may not have played together before, come from differing backgrounds, and then bringing them together as a unit. And our guys have just played well since the beginning of the season.
You must be pretty delighted, though.
To be able to win a championship in your first season, we feel very fortunate to have that happen. But you know, all the credit to the boys. You know, they've done a great job all season long.
How do you feel about the playoffs?
You know, it's exciting that we're going to be hosting, Mark, to have the opportunity to really showcase our team and also the Mid-Michigan community and the support that everyone in the community has given to our team, and to be able to showcase that on a national level for the league is really exciting for us as we get ready to start the tournament tomorrow.
The team faced some adversity down the stretch. Your captain Matt Brown drew a red card and missed a game, and going into last Sunday's season finale, you were without Tyler Pascher, one of your top scorers, because he landed a week-long tryout with the Toronto FC in Major League Soccer. Still, you managed a 2-2 tie with Detroit City, and you held on to win the conference title. Is Pascher rejoining the team for the playoffs?
You know, there's an opportunity that could happen. You know, he was on a week-long tryout, so we're still waiting to hear word on whether or not he will be back. You know, obviously, if he signs a contract with them, he wouldn't be available, and that's what we want for him. I mean, obviously, we would like to see him playing at the highest level, and if that happens for him, we'd be ecstatic. And if you know, maybe they want to take a longer look at him, or it doesn't work out, then we'd certainly be happy to have him back in the lineup this weekend. But it is a possibility.
The Midwest playoffs include Lansing and 3 other teams, with 2 games Saturday at the East Lansing Soccer Complex and a title game between the winners on Sunday. That winner then moves on to the NPSL National Finals. Do I have that right?
Yeah, the National Semifinals. So after this weekend, there'll be 4 regional winners, kind of like your Final Four in an NCAA basketball or soon-to-be NCAA football. And after those 4 teams are determined, then the semifinals will be played at the host sites of the top 2 seeds of the 4 teams remaining. That would be next weekend, and then the national finals are the weekend after.
Let's talk about attendance, Jeremy. Lan U went over 1,000 at several games, and more than 2,000 attended the game last Sunday. You got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, we went into the season, Mark, thinking that if we could average around 500 fans for our first season, that would be a success. It would be a good foundation for us to build from. And obviously, you know, the numbers that you just threw out, we've blown that away. And, you know, that's, again, we want to thank the Mid-Michigan community who've, I keep saying, they've kind of wrapped their arms around us to support us. We've got the Sons of Ransom, our supporters group, who bring a lot of energy and excitement to our games. And the rest of the community has really kind of rallied behind us and supported us, and we can't thank them enough.
What times are the games on Saturday, Jeremy?
Yeah, at 4 o'clock is the first semifinal between Fort Pitt and Quad City. Gates will open at 3 o'clock, and then we will play Minnesota United Reserves at 7:30. Tickets are $15 for a weekend ticket. That's good for both days, or a $10 ticket for an individual day. Children 12 and under, it's $10 for the weekend ticket, and $7 for an individual day.
And what time is the final on Sunday?
It'll be 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Very good. Look forward to it a lot. We'll all be watching. Jeremy Sampson is the owner of Lansing United Soccer. Jeremy, thanks. Good luck for the playoffs.
Appreciate it, Mark. Good to talk to you again.